Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231.
Welcome to On to Perfection, the radio ministry of Resurrection Life Family Worship Center. I'm Trevor Banks and delighted that you've joined us for today's broadcast. Our prayer is for the Word of God to transform you into the image of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, while simultaneously causing you to triumph everywhere the soles of your feet shall tread.
But if you're walking in your grace, tell somebody you'll never work another day in your life. Why? Because all your needs will be provided. The energy will be there. The motivation will be there. You'll love getting up in the morning. You'll love what you do. You'll flourish in what you'll do. You'll be anointed for what you do. You'll have everything you need for what you're doing because you are in your grace. And you will be attractive to the world. We're not trying to keep up with the Joneses. Tell somebody right now, stay in your grace. If you cook, keep on cooking. Cook like never before. You know one thing, one attribute that we have, and this is, I want to challenge some of y'all to not become static. You know, static means just you know, you got this far, you ain't moving no further. No, don't say that. One attribute that we carry that is a God attribute that's interesting to me, there are many of them, but is creativity. Amen. There will always be new songs. Amen. So, somewhere you think, okay, you can't think of new songs, but every day, every song, new songs coming out. Different tunes. Poems, movies. Why? It's a well that will never run dry. Amen. It's called creativity. So it's time for some saints to rightly divide and discern, even though we come here on Sunday and on Wednesday, there's a creative well inside of you. I said there's a creative well inside of you. Tell somebody right now, be creative. Don't be afraid to step out in some kind of some type of creativity. God gave that to us. Stop being static. Now, there are some things that don't change, but you ought to change. Thank you, Brother Nate. I hear you back there. Listen, people like change, but they don't like to be changed. Everything don't have to change, but there's some things that ought to change. Uh-oh, I'm getting domestic here. So some of us need to go out and do something we've never done before. I'm not talking about getting in trouble. I'm not talking about something foolish or sinful. I'm talking about just, you have creativity. See, sometimes you plateau and you get stuck and life gets boring. Here's where you can be led off and get into trouble. But if you keep your mind open to Holy Spirit and trust God to guide you and do things, it's like recreation. You recreate. You don't get bored. Amen. You love what you're doing. You love the life God's given to you. Some of us need to go back and start counting blessings that God's given to us because you done got bored with how God has blessed you. Look where he brought you from. Look where you were just some years ago. And look where you are now. And look where you're going. Count your blessings. Thank God every day. You're not what you used to be. You are a new creature. All things are possible. God is leading you into green pastures. It's getting better and better. The devil tried to take you out, but look where God's got you right now. You better have a grateful heart, an attitude of gratitude. God doesn't owe us anything. Amen. Be creative. You'd be amazed how God blesses you when you purpose to be creative. And you have it. I don't care if you work with numbers all your life. You still are a being that has a creative gene. Because God is nothing boring about God. Matter of fact, when we get on the other side, we're going to be discovering things throughout eternity that we didn't know about him. Don't wait till there. Do it now. Revelation 1 and 6. There's a greater grace coming. Adam was created mature, created. Notice, he made his body. See, creation is bara and esa. Bara means that God is making something out of a substance that's already there. Esa means he's making it out of something that's not been there. Something created. Again, that's going to be a question for the Bible study. Look at those two words, made and created. You're going to see something different in the book of Genesis. And it's important for us to understand the connection between Adam and the man child. Because the man child is being birthed. Adam was created, again, a mature being. The man child is birthed, but not a child, but a man, a mature being. And he's going to take upon himself again the first covenant. We are the new creature. We are the one. The new creation that has taken on the first covenant, which is be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. Notice the word replenish. The Lord said replenish to Adam, replenish. And he also said subdue. Replenish means to restock. Re means to do again. So there was something already made. Amen. 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 There was something already made that when Adam was created, God said, replenish it. There was something out there that God told Adam, you have to subdue it. All of creation, God said it was good. So why would Adam have to subdue creation? He wouldn't have to. But God said there's one characteristic I'm giving to this new man or this created man, and that is the ability to subdue. Replenish, build the old waste places, restore, reform, but I want you to subdue. And that was the spirit realm where the fallen ones were. He was given that. But then he said, and once that is done, have dominion. That's our call in this last day, to walk in dominion. But if you don't believe it or perceive it, it's going to be very difficult to receive it. It's a grace. It's not, you see, the darkness is subdued by the light. Amen. I've said this before. Adam and Eve in the garden in Eden were not given instruction to war, but he was told to subdue. How? Simply by expanding the light. We're expanding the garden, tilling the garden, increasing the garden. Because the garden was the atmosphere of heaven. And as he did that, that was to be subdued in the earth was being subdued. It wasn't until he gave the devil place that he had to wage war. You see, as long as you give the devil no place, it might not seem like it, but you are increasing, you are enlarging, you are expanding, you are bringing in and ushering the kingdom of God into the earth realm. Amen. It's when the devil has place, now you got to wrestle. What we're facing and what we are challenging right now are ancient spirits. Spirits that have been around for a long time and have held nations, cities, regions, and territories hostage. But see, the man child, not the child, the man child, the one that understands authority, understands they've been called into the kingdom for such a time as this. Love not their life even in the face of death. Know how to overcome by the blood of the Lamb. Have a word of testimony. Amen. Not reneging, not backing down on it, but amen, standing their ground. That one is rising up into that place in the spirit realm where warfare will break out. The angels are waiting for many to rise up in their domain so they can drive the enemy out of there. You know, I follow sports like many of us, and I watch, you know, I have like favorites, you know, you over time you get favorites, maybe because that's the way, you know, you grew up learning or something like that. But what I always gauge things by is the testimony of somebody. And I see where God in all the major sports is raising up people who are not ashamed to testify. Are you hearing? Not ashamed to say, you know, I first want to thank my Lord and Savior. That means something to me because they're taking mountains. In other words, God is setting on the top, especially when they become champions, God's setting on the top of these mountains a testimony. Amen. Not somebody that, you know, just brags on what they did and how they, you know, got there and that. No, but someone that says, hey, without God, this wouldn't be possible for me. Amen. So God wants, number one, for people to be seen there on the top of the mountains that will testify of him. I'm telling you, he's going to take mountains back. Whether you're part of it or not, he's going to take mountains back. He's going to raise up people that are not ashamed, not afraid to testify about that. I wouldn't be here were it not for the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Call it corny. Call it narrow-minded. Call it what you want to call it. But we know the truth of the matter is, without God, we can't do nothing. We would be nothing. He's called us to be kings. Revelation 1:6, he says he has made us kings and priests.
Thank you for listening. To order today's message or for more information about our church, contact us at 772-465-0036. For updates on ministries and other events, visit our website at www.trbanks.com. And remember, God will perfect that which concerns you.
We all need encouragement as we live from day to day. Tune in to The Encourager every Saturday at 3 p.m. and be encouraged from the Word.